This was a settlement, and it should have been settled 40 years ago. A lot of the people that were living at the time this first was supposed to be settled are now gone. They're dead and whatever. One can't help but wonder when you look at our country's history, something like over 700 treaties that our government made to the American Indians, and well over 500 of them were either broken or forgotten. And to make the argument that it's a giveaway is not a fair representation. Returning land to the native people would be a better way to express that than a land giveaway. They're returning land to us. To make an argument that we're not going to be good stewards of the land goes against thousands of years of our history. When I was raised by my grandparents, I can't think of anything that was wasted. If we caught a rock cod, it wasn't thrown back in. It was put on a table just as good as the best salmon or the best halibut. If we go to the traditions our people had, I can see ecotourism being something that we almost invented. You know, if we were to build, I would have to go back to the maps and see what Sea Alaska is selecting around Sitka.
Yes, Sinitsin Cove, Rodman Bay,
yeah,
and False Island, and Big Bay.
Yeah. If you were to build a building and have a place to bring tourists and have, let's say, spruce root basket hats making enterprise or whatever, I think I know a lot of Alaska people. I'd like to know how to make them. I'm really concerned about maintaining our culture. That wasn't always my outlook. I grew up from living with a family that our first home was next to the national park, Totem Park. And the group of houses that were there were called the cottages. They housed what were called the progressive Indians. My grandma was so proud of being able to cook food from scratch, knit, crochet. She was so proud of being totally westernized. And back in them days, saving our culture was definitely the wrong point of view. And I think our whole country has shifted on that point. Saving Native people doesn't mean burning totem poles or whatever. I mean, we have one church in town that encouraged our people to do that and then later made an apology. And now you see Tlingit artwork on the church. That's, you know, that's progress, but I do have to say that some of the argumentation that's being made against Sea Alaska looks a lot like the old arguments. When I see terms like cherry picking, and I look on the website of environmental organization, and they show the land selections like red circles, to me it's almost a subliminal look at the cherries, you know. I don't know what to say about Prince of Wales Island. All I'm saying is that I heard promises that Sea Alaska made to the tribe, and I didn't hear any tribal members saying come in here and go ahead and log and whatever. That's certainly not how we view it. I heard ecotourism from Sea Alaska, and that certainly would fit in with our cultural values at the tribe, and that's all I'd be able to really speak to.
Do you personally consider Sea Alaska a culture bearer of the Tlingit?
I think they do a very good job in some respects. The celebrations, Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation, making enactments so that further generations can receive membership I think it was in line with Tlingit culture values. As to whether I agree with them on everything, I think that's kind of beside the point on this. This is a unifying issue for Native people.